but don't get too far out before you catch yourself.
I will. I'll make sure.
Otherwise, we may let you take a little tumble down the hill and see what it feels like, just to remind you that you're carnal side. But see, the hell of that is, even if we did that, you wouldn't feel it. You'd just pull yourself right through it. It would be no big deal. I mean, hell, they're shooting at Bob all the time now. He don't even grunt anymore. Don't even bother him. Shit. Thought we'll have to wrap him in a bulletproof vest, and he's like, shit, there ain't no reason to hurt the vest. It'll go right through him. It won't hurt nothing.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Good. Like we told him earlier, we like him better in the air than we do on the ground. It saves on security. In the air, it's a little easier to keep track of. They don't shoot quite as
easily. Ian says, I fly home. Grant or somebody had a picture of a UFO on my Facebook page, and he says, when are we going to start flying like that? And I asked Ian about that, and he says, well, you're already doing it, and you do it coming home from the beach. They can't snipe at you so easily if you're flying along, like, just above the concrete. I'm whizzing along like I'm skateboarding way better than anybody else with a skateboard.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, they are shooting at me, Bert. They are shooting at me. Yeah. But as long as I'm connected to Ion, they get frustrated. It just doesn't work. They all go home. They say, well, okay, maybe if you go over the other side of the island, aim from there. Let's try from another mountain. You know, so they set themselves off across the way, take a shot at me, goes right through. They go, man, how are we going to stop this guy?
Are they spooked by not being able to shoot, Bob? Are they really spooked?
They're shooting. Yep. They are shooting him.
Okay, but normally a normal person, they would shoot him once and they would be gone, but they keep shooting at him and not. These guys gotta have to be spooked or really trained zombie drones.
Bert, they're way more than spooked, Bert. They have a fucking subcommittee in Congress analyzing me every 3 months.
Like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Is this a UFO? Did a vehicle come from another world?
Wow.
What is this chart? Everything is in that chart.
Anybody got any idea what the chart is? The couple of young clerks type up their research.
And who is this? And who is this gin fucking lady somewhere in the MI6 who's trying to keep tabs on everything?
Anybody got an idea what a gin is? Anybody know what she's fucking?
Right. We got a gin, a blue gin, in a blue vase, a blue gin, in a blue vase. And then we got the. All of Geneva, all of Switzerland, it runs around all day, every day, running through the numbers, exactly what, capitalizing everything, finding a world where he goes to work and he doesn't come back for 3 days, and then you wonder what happened. No wonder your wife gets all anxious with you, because you're gone a lot of the time, big number one.
So Bert, this committee, they know there's something up because they say, okay, some girl came on and she's fucking a gin. 2 weeks later, there's a TV series. They're marketing. They're fucking cashing in on this. They can't figure out what our commerce is, you know. They know there's some fucking connections, but they don't know where who it goes back to. Who's Mr. Big or Mrs. Big? They're trying to find behind it all.
Wow. Wow.
You got executives all over the world just paranoid, taking the drops because they're scared shitless. Let's do what Bob does, you know? So they all take all our products out of fear.
Quite an experience.
I mean, this quite an experience. This is a scientific law, this statement. Scientific law.
You people have no idea who is on our product.
Ten, ten. dun, dun.
And so Sherry says, why does anyone want to shoot Bob?
And Carolyn don't even talk shit. Now she's talking shit. Go on with it, then. I don't know. She never talks shit. She's like, you have no. That's what we'd say. That's what we'd say. She's like, you have no idea. She's second hour probably like, God darn, okay. Okay, okay. I don't want no trouble. It's okay.
Sherry says, why does anyone want to shoot Bob? This is what you got to understand, people. They're saying these drops are creating an alien race, and they're trying to figure out what the hell is this going to lead to. It's like if a crowd of 6,000 people in white gowns walked down Park Avenue and didn't say a word. They just marched down.
It's going to lead to Bob being the ambassador to welcome the aliens from the space, what are they calling it today? The space case, what are they calling it?
The space core.
Space core. We knew it. We'll be the ambassador.
They know what we're going to do, Bert. And they're trying to track back who started this. You know, 6 degrees. Where did it start? They track us back. They're looking for O'Fennell. There's something. You can just see the young clerks. Well, apparently some guy named O'Fennell.
Oh, my God. It really was, Bob. It was Ralph Doobie. That's what it was. It really was Ralph Doobie. That's it. That's what it was. Damn it. They got it all the way back. And now Bob's killed them all except for Bob Carr. But don't you take... Hey, you want to buy some
Bob Carr started
you better
it
hook
all.
Him up. And Bob Carr... Well,
remember, you read Bob Carr's book, which you've read, Bert. Ralph Doobie goes and lives in Bob Carr's home. It starts with Bob Carr, right? And he has it all set up so everybody thinks Ralph Doobie was Rye, but it was actually Bob Carr. He's still here. And you read the book, right, Bert?
I'm still reading it. I'm right in the middle of it now.
Have you read the part where Ralph Doobie comes in 58 and 59 and lives in Bob Carr's house with Worcester from 57 to 60? Have you got to that part?
No, I haven't got to that part yet. I just got back to where they...
You'll see them all converge.
They did his... Okay. Is that after he comes back from India? Because I just got back to where he just returned from San Francisco after a year in India with Connie.
No, that is like 61 and 2. Go back and check. When I play music, you go over and get that fucking book and look. You probably read it and didn't even notice it. Because I think they're in India in the early 60s.
Okay. I'll check.
That's Bob and Connie. That's going to confuse those Bob Committee congressional aides. They're going to say, this Bob Carr is really Bob, and his boyfriend is Carolyn. You know, they're going to really get confused at that point.
Wow.
But it's pretty neat. Yeah, they actually have a subcommittee.
I do remember reading about Dave Worcester, but he had it spelled differently. But I have to go about Ralph Doobie. I have to go back and look at that because I highlighted that Dave Worcester.
Yeah,
I have to go back and look at that. Yeah,
it was spelled wrong.
Yeah.
Well, if I play a song, look in the. Does he have an index? I don't know if he. I don't think he does. At the end, but you could look up see if there's Doobie if there is an index. But just look up Worcester. Okay. You know, some point where he's. This is in Seattle. He's moved from 58, Portland
59.
Up to Seattle, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
All these characters we're talking about, and remember, they did the Tim Leary scene before Leary did. See, are you getting that?
Yes. With the LSD and everything, they set the ground for Leary. For Leary.
And you heard Ion today in that 42-minute thing I played. He said, Dave Worcester's back there in the 60s trying to figure out what LC's doing to the body, trying to figure it out and pick it all up. It was just a passing remark. And you're reading about it.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Roxy? Did you say something?
No, Bert was saying yes, and I said yes, and.
Yeah. Well, Bert got to that point. Yeah. Well, you weren't here 15 minutes ago. I was pointing out how Bert accepts the descriptions of Ion the same way you do. He goes yes, and. He doesn't say and, but he goes yes, rather indifferently to what I say, just like you do.
We agree. What can we do?
What can we do? The Plato cry of the Ionot. What can we do?
Nothing. Nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. Nothing. A key no eye? No eye.
Damn, I had just revealed a few minutes ago the alien agenda. We're supposed to keep that quiet. I got to fucking...
Well, it's your fault. You weren't so offended, you wouldn't do it.
If I wasn't so offended...
you've already gone south, and we wouldn't have to talk your shit, so hurry up.
He's trying to get me to go stealth sooner than ever.
Hell yeah. Save a lot of 45s, Bob. Those hot points are expensive.
Okay, have you finished Bert? Have you finished Bert?
This wasn't his turn. This was our turn. And no, we're not quite done. We're almost done. We're catching up.